Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I actually want to talk about not only that play, but the play after it. That was indicative of how the game went as we're talking about the Mavs. Westbrook gets the alley-oop, and then Lively on the other side gets an opportunity at, not the exact, but a similar play and can't finish it. And that, like, they get it, you don't, similar plays. It felt so indicative of what happened the entire day.
Yeah, the whole day did feel like, hey, we made a three-pointer. We made 2 3-pointers.
Yeah, good for us.
They also made 2 3-pointers. That's what it felt like most of the day.
Quick question, and I get from not being a Mavs fan, like if you're not a Mavs fan, I'm sure there's plenty of hate for Luka Doncic. We had that conversation. And I'm sure there's plenty of hate for Kyrie Irving over his career from a lot of NBA fans. Who do you hate more, Russell Westbrook or James Harden?
I think I hate James Harden more.
Yeah, it's Harden. It's been Harden for quite some time. I used to really like Westbrook because I always knew he'd, you know, fall apart mentally at some point. But James Harden will do everything it can to draw a foul by sticking his ankle out there to get Maxi Kleber and get his 3 shots. Or he'll, you know, he's really good at getting to the free throw line. And then him being electric from 3 yesterday did not help that. I've always been like, man, if I had him, I'd be happy, but I don't like having him.
11 points in the first quarter for Harden, including 8 consecutive for his team in the last minute and a half of the quarter, which,
yeah,
God.
Do you think at all he got off to a nice start? Do you think at all Harden making threes to start the game, a three, he made a three at the end of the quarter too. Do you think at all Luka's like, watch this, I'm going to do a step back three too? I thought that. I don't know this. I'm not in Luka's head.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know if Harden, and Luka, I think, had 11 points at the end of the first quarter too. It wasn't like the most efficient 11 points, but he did have.
We still got there.
I think Harden missed 1 shot and Luka missed 5 shots at the end of one. They both had 11 points. As I thought, in a way, is Harden, I know he's not trying to do this, is Harden baiting Luka into taking horse-ass three-point shots because he's making his three-point shots? So Luka's like, watch, I'm going to take one more difficult and see if it goes in.
And I would argue yes, but not intentionally, right?
Right.
Like, I don't think James Harden said, oh, I'm going to mess with Luka
right,
like this.
You'd be like, I have to make this three-point shot 5 feet behind the line.
But I definitely see how Luka responds, be like, oh, check this out.
Yeah.
Now, Kyrie,
I hate Westbrook.
Why
he gives such good effort, but I think in a way
basketball IQ at times, I know you see
he's one of the stupidest players. He's one of the greatest stupidest players in the history of basketball. And what I mean by that is like there's more stupid people that have played basketball in the NBA, but he's great at it. He's just if he had a good basketball IQ, he would be one of the probably top 25 players of all time. But he's not smart enough to be one of those people. He is going to be a Hall of Famer and all that. That's why I'm putting him in a category of, one, you have to be great, like a Hall of Famer. But out of the Hall of Famers, is there anybody more stupid at basketball than Russell Westbrook?
Is that 4 Hall of Famers? George Harden, Kawhi,
probably
and
all
Westbrook?
4 will make it.
Wow.
Probably the one that's the least likely would be Paul George out of the 4. Like, he would be 4th on the list.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, And Kawhi's won two MVPs, two championships, maybe three championships, honestly. And then I just, I don't know. He just drives me insane the way he looks at the crowd and does. But I get it. If he's on your team or whatever, fine.
Love him. Now, Kyrie, one of the things he said a while back, and we talked about this going into the series, is a playoff series tends to be a chess match. And he talks about game one. I think it's more or less the beginning of a chess match. If that's the case, what do you think the Mavericks...
Did we just lay our king down to start the game?
Pretty much. And so what would you change about the strategy outside of the fact that I get it, you go 2-for-20 in a quarter, you're or in a half, you're screwed.
I thought, one, I'm not for this, but if they're going to play defense the way they did...
Like Luka, didn't they have like a weak, soft zone going?
Somewhat.
Like it looked bad.
They were doing a great job of help defense. They were doing a great job. Luka would come off the pick. He'd get the guy on the side, but he wouldn't want to really keep going. He was really trying to get his other teammates involved. I hate saying this because we've talked about it a lot the opposite way. Luka, if they want you to score 40 in the first quarter, go ahead and score all 40.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be on step backs. If they're giving you the lane, here's the other thing too is – I don't know if Zubac can keep up how great he played yesterday.
Because if he is, you're going to lose.
I think he had 12 and 10 at halftime. Like, the game was over at halftime.
I'm not kidding. I'm not overreacting to game one. If he can play at this level, you're going to lose this series.
I think so, too. And this is where I'm going. Attack him. If he's going to play drop coverage and they're going to get on your side and he's trying to kind of take away your alley-oop, get into him and draw him into fouls and then make them either play small ball or Mason Plumlee a lot. I'm not saying Plumlee had a good game too off the bench, but none of their players had a bad game. They all had very good games. You played the worst basketball I've seen you play in 3 months. I haven't seen that team play basketball since the All-Star break. That stretch after the All-Star break where you're like, what the crap, dude?
Yeah, and that's when they looked like they didn't care.
Yeah,
still.
You're like
this was they cared. They just got beat. And I do think there are a couple things to take in.
Tyronn Lue did say this real quick on the telecast. They were mentioning Tyronn Lue said, don't come into this game and feel it out. You got to come like balls to the wall. They mentioned that to start the game. And they did. Yes. And the Mavs tried to feel their way into the game. And by the time they felt themselves, the game was over.
Yeah. And there are two things that I really think are going to be different here. One, I just don't see the Mavs shooting that poorly the whole series. Two, the defensive effort of the Clippers was so, like, everything was contested. But the one thing that I think you can draw from that, when you go back and start looking at your film last night and you start picking up on what they were doing is, by the second half, Luka did have a really good idea of where they were coming from with their help defense, where they were adding the double team from. They make it complicated. They know if we double team Luka or if we man him up from the time he gets the ball on the other end of the court, then it's going to just wear him out just a little bit. They want to make him have to be fried by the end of the night, but he started to see where things were coming from. Even Kyrie in that second quarter, Mike, that you were talking about where he was just so bad, he didn't help, but he also had moments where he was trying to do it all himself, or he was like, I don't know where the open guy is, and I think they'll pick those things up in their process of looking back at it. Now,
I think he was one of six at halftime, Kyrie,
That's where I think the advantage goes to the Mavericks is they're going to have the chess match play back at them, and then you see, okay, how will the Clippers respond to that? Will they be able to pick it up by a second half with whatever the Mavericks bring in the first one on this one?
Here's what I do. Terrence Mann's a little sucker. He's an aggressive sucker out on the three-point line. The Mavs have done this before. They don't do it a lot, and this is a very Dirk Nowitzki play. Start him off on the weak side of the ball and have a pick on the opposite block.
That's an interesting idea.
And have him post him up. Hopefully anywhere from 5 to 15 feet away. Now, you have to have an entry pass. I think Kyrie's the only player on our team, literally the only guy, who can entry pass the ball to Luka. By the time Maxi Kleba entry passes the ball, he's going to be 25 feet away from the basket, Luka. So it's worthless because he can't pass. So I might go, you know what, Luka, we're going to take a little bit of pressure off of you to get to the basket. And I do think you can still pick and roll and try to put Zubac in those situations. But why not maybe one of the adjustments go, hey, you want to put little Terrence Mann on him? We're going to stick Luka 8 feet away from the basket, have his big ass try to get around him. He's not. And then now you have a triple threat situation. You can shoot there. You can dribble there. You can pass from there and see what they want to do. It's not a thing all the time, but then it makes them go. Now, if Kawhi is playing, I don't think he will, but if Kawhi is playing in game two, they might put Kawhi in. That's a bad – do not do that against Kawhi Leonard.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you think that's because they won game one, that Kawhi won't play
Yeah, I think
–
and I don't think – hey, we've seen this before. Remember after he kicked our ass in that, you know, game six and seven,
yeah.
Then Kawhi was done. Like, that was it. He's like, my body's done. His body might be done for the season. He played in a weird way. He played enough regular season games for his body to maybe be done, and he might not have another game in him the rest of the playoff run here that hopefully they don't go on. But I do think that it makes it easier for them to give him another day to be like, hey, let's not – push this. We got game one. Let's see if we can do it again and get game two and give you a few more days. So I don't know. It's posting up Luka at times, especially if they're going to play 6'4", 205 pound, I'm guessing, on his weight. Terrence Mann on him.
I like that idea. I really do. The importance.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Then, because I know we focused a lot about Luka right there, and we talked about some aspects of Gafford. How important will he be the remainder of the season? Because he was quick to point out. He was like, look, I did not do well in this
game. I'm going to back what you said about Zubac. Zubac plays that way, Mavericks are going to lose this series. If Gafford plays that way, we're going to lose the series. He can't repeat that softness.
Yeah.
And, hey, I don't want to foul Zubac, so just let him have layups for two straight minutes. And then when Fart Knocker Man gets the ball, let's just bump into him and send him. Like, what the crap, dude? If you're going to be like a wuss around the basket because you have one foul, consistently be a wuss. Like, I'll take you out of the game and be like, look, if you're scared of picking up your second foul 2 minutes in the game, I'll take you out. But then he stupidly fouled Terrence Mann, but was just letting Zubac have layups. Hey, let the little fart knocker have a layup too if we're just letting him have layups.
What did you think about that Paul George moment that took him out for, what, six, maybe about 8 minutes?
When Paul George got his second foul?
Yeah. Did you think that was a egregious on his part, or was that, were you just like, no, that's just being physical basketball? Because I thought it was a B move. I really did. He, like, there's Gafford running down the court, not looking. It looked like a blindside block.
I don't know this, but we saw Russell Westbrook do this too. Unexperienced PJ Washington when it comes to playoff basketball. Hook his arm, hold it a second after the whistle's already blown, and then, you know, get in his face.
I like PJ's response on the other end.
I think there was an intentional intimidation factor the Clippers wanted to put on the Mavs. Harden's not that person. He's not going to be that person.
Right.
But he didn't have to.
But Zubac, yeah. Westbrook, Paul George, Coffee, Mann, they definitely came out and said, let's see how they respond to us on the attack. And the Mavericks didn't respond at all. Like, it was like a literally a very Dallas Cowboy playoff situation. I don't want this. You guys are trying too hard. You guys want to make this a fight, and we don't want to be in this fight. We want to just run up and down the court and play some pickup basketball. And the Clippers like, no. We're gonna fight and claw. We're gonna take cheap shots. We might undercut you. We might do different things to you. And the Mavs are like, well, if you're gonna do that, we don't want to play.
Yeah, I will say by the end of the game, they leveled up a little bit, but it was too late. Like, it was way too late for anything to change. It was too much of a deficit to get back into. When you're down that many, that's too hard. You're expelling too much energy. But Kevin, that Mike just said right there, that's the biggest thing I have to change. I have to change my attitude going into the next game. I have to change the entire perspective on it. We're going into a jungle tonight, and nobody there is on our side. It's us. So, like, that fight that has to come out of somewhere. I know there's a lot of, you know, little technical things that you can do, some coaching changes, some strategy, but the mentality of the team, they have to be the enforcers. They have to be that one. They can't just sit by passively.
I'll be shocked, and I won't use the word Larry Bird used because you can't use the S word anymore, I don't think. I will be shocked if we come out like a bunch of little wussies. I will. This team showed me too much.
From physical aggression?
Yeah, from everything.
Okay.
From everything. We were the biggest wussies in all of the NBA in game one of every game. Like, the Miami Heat, hey, they're undermatched or whatever. Yeah. They don't have the talent with Jimmy Butler. I didn't see them wussy it up out there. Like, that was the same thing
with the Pelicans.
Yeah.
The Pelicans, I mean, they're without Zion. They stood there and they're like, we might lose, but let's stand in front of you.
I can't believe that group of guys, and it's only one game. I don't think they're going to be a bunch of wussies again. And that's what they were.
I don't either.
Cuss words or bad words that we consider bad words now.
I agree with you. I don't think that they're going to show up that way either. If I'm Jason Kidd, I got to figure out how to push that button, how to get them. And maybe, Kevin, maybe it was the embarrassment of game one is enough to change that whole thing.
And that's okay. From the 469, I just disagree with you. Y'all are dramatic as F. They were rusty from the rest. Okay, so let's examine that for just 1 second.
Boston hadn't played a meaningful game in 3 months.
And the Clippers? So the Clippers were not rusty from the rest, but the Mavericks were. The Clippers didn't have their best player. I realize you shot 2-for-20 in the second quarter. I get it. So let's examine that for just a second. Let's say you shoot 9-for-20. Fantastic. That's probably going to get you another, let's just say, 17 or 18 points. It was 56-30 at halftime. So even if you shot solidly in the second quarter, you're still getting worked. And I don't think lack of defensive ability on Zubac or getting some of these fouls was just rust. The shooting, I hear you. But not all of it is just rust.
They were crashing the boards even when they missed. It looked like old school. It looked like the Mavs last year and the Mavs the first half of this season, where you're like, dude, like, you got to try for rebounds. They're not just going to come to you.
I think it was two different. I think it was two different mentalities from the coach. If somebody's going to say fair. That Tyronn Lue outcoached Jason Kidd, my perspective, Jason Kidd was, it's a series. It's a 7-game series. We have this time to play all these chess moves and all that stuff. You know, and again, it is. You know what? We could come back after Wednesday or on Wednesday morning and say, all right, it's tied up 1-1, and we feel a lot more comfortable about that. But Tyronn Lue went into this game going, we're going to be the aggressor. We're going to punch first, and we're not going to get caught off guard by anything like that. And I felt like Jason Kidd was, you know, we'll have our rotations and we'll figure it all out as we go.
And then with that in mind,
does that person, by the way, just want us to read the box score?
By the
Is
way,
that what they would like?
They are not alone, Mike. I will just tell you, here's another text. I don't agree with this.
This is like the small portion to me of the Mavs fan that this is why I don't do Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to deal with these people. They They think everything's perfect no matter what. And it's one game. How many times are you guys listening to us today? How many times have we all said we still think the Mavs are going to win the series? It's one game. I don't think they're going to be a bunch of wussies in game two. But if you watched that game and you thought, oh, it was just rust, the Mavs played their best basketball?
And this person maybe does from the 214. I don't want to misinterpret. Nah, Kevin, you shoot 9 for 20 in the second, you win the game because you killed them in the second half. I wonder...
This is the same person that thought the Cowboys actually won the Green Bay game. They just ran out of time.
I wonder about the intensity from the Clippers in the second game, but I will tell you this.
In the second half.
This is why I love the quote from Kyrie, because whether you win, whether you lose, it is a great quote. I think of game one as the beginning, more or less, of a chess match. So you might be like, all right, it didn't start how I wanted, but now I have a better feel for how you're going to play, your aggression, your rotation patterns, like all of that stuff that you can use going forward to totally change it up.
Can I give you this quote from Gafford after the game? Like, this is, if you want to say rust, he's not saying it was rust. Yeah. All right, Daniel Gafford about Zubac. He threw the first punch tonight and there was no adjustment that was made. At the end of the day, very Stephen Jones of him, I got to be better when it comes to guarding him in the post, guarding him in transition, in any area. In all honesty, I've got to be better. That's great. He's taking responsibility, saying, I sucked.
I love it.
Yeah, and he's probably going back to his hotel room.
You're just rusty.
He's probably sitting in his hotel room, and he's furious with the way he played.
Most of us, just so you guys know, don't sleep after games like that.
Yeah.
Whether it's playoffs or regular season, when you get ready for this, this is what you play for in the regular season. And I don't know why the Mavs were shocked by the energy level in the building, by the other team, by the physicality, by the bullying. I don't know why the Cowboys were so shocked by Green Bay actually wanting to win the game really bad. But they were. And there was... Not from Mike Bassick, not from Kevin Hageland, not from Corey Majors. From Daniel Gafford, your starting center. And there was no adjustment that was made. It wasn't rust. It was them getting hit right in the nose and going, we're bleeding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.